Good morning, this is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, our guest is Ron Lee, who is the Executive Director with the Resource Commercial Flooring Network. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you with us. I know primarily we wanted to talk about the meeting you had last week in Phoenix, but before we get into that, let's remind people that you are a network of commercial flooring contractors, and I believe you've got, 65, 70 or so members and about 100 locations. Is that right?
That's correct, Kemp. We had, as of this morning, we had a new member come on board, so we're 67 and 100 locations. You got it. Yep.
All right. So you had a meeting last week, and I think a pretty good turnout. Over 170 people came to Phoenix. Now, I wanted to talk to you about some of the highlights of that meeting, but before we do that, why don't you talk first about how y'all position yourselves in the marketplace?
Well, again, we are a group of commercial flooring contractors, as you said, and our goal is to provide this group of contractors and position them as the preeminent contractor in their marketplace. And when we go through the selection process, or when we have, this is our fourth year, by the way, mm-hmm. since we took it private from Interface, we're very cautious and careful in making sure that these members were, one, solid players, two, committed to growth, and had a plan to be dominant in their marketplace, or certainly a strong player in their marketplace. So with that said, we have been providing to them and making sure that they have information of, our current market trends and market directions. And obviously, the last couple of years has been challenging with that. But we really want to position them as preeminent service providers, recognizing that product is certainly important, but the services that they provide is most important. And making sure that they have those services and they're trained in how to deliver them to the customers.
All right. So this is a membership-owned organization, and so your role was to bring them all together and try to help them, provide them with the type of information that they need to be successful, especially in this down economy. So what are some of the members doing, and what are some of the actions they're taking to, since we know that the economic situation is, especially on the commercial side, is probably going to be soft for a while longer?
Well, a couple things. We certainly wanted to set the tone of the meeting as positive. We all get just bombarded, obviously, with some negative information that's out there. And, the tone of the meeting and the theme of the meeting was called Learning to Limbo. And
Learning to Limbo.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And, very specifically, it was raising the bar while learning to limbo. And with that, what we wanted to do is to provide them messages on how to raise their service levels to customers, which is the raising the bar part, but as importantly, providing them ways to look at their business and be as cost-effective as they can within the business. And we believe that they don't do both in this economy, you're not going to thrive. You'll probably survive, but you're not going to thrive. So we provided a number of speakers, one in the area of strategic planning, a PhD from Clemson University. Dr. Dennis Bossman came in and spoke to the group and took them through, the very rudimentary strategic planning process and encouraged them to make sure that they're doing that. We also had a speaker come in and talk about service and being memorable, being extraordinary, and ways to differentiate themselves personally with their employees and customers, but as importantly, they're really focusing on the services that they deliver being exceptional and being memorable. Memorable now, meaning when the economy comes back again, they'll certainly be memorable and perhaps gain market share.
Mm-hmm. All right. So traditionally, flooring contractor is the person who works with the general contractor and provides not only product, but also provides the service of putting in the installed floor. Is there any diversification going on now in this time to kind of insulate the fact that, building construction is soft?
Yeah, two things. Our network is probably one of the networks that has moved slower into the ceramic and stone area. So we had a workshop in conjunction with a number of our members that are in that business and Dow Tile to introduce them to the opportunity of perhaps expanding, you know, to be more of a full-service flooring contractor in marble and stone and ceramic and porcelain. And then secondly, a substantial part of the time on Friday, the closing day, was a workshop on maintenance and maintenance services, knowing that in many instances the commercial floor space is going to be refreshed or renovated as opposed to being changed. So finding opportunities to network with companies that are successful in the maintenance business. And then lastly, I presented a segment that we are titling OWL, or Occupied Workplace Logistics. And this is an opportunity to do business in the occupied environment, because, Kemp, we believe the next 2 to 3 years, that's where that business is going to be. So this is ways to perfect doing replacement work, maintenance work, other work in the occupied environment. So that's the focus that we took them to at this session.
All right. So what you're saying is that a good piece of the business in the next couple of years is going to be on the replacement side, and so you discussed ways of going in and changing people's flooring without disrupting their operations in the building.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And again, the format of the meeting this year was a little different than we had done in previous years. We really wanted it to be an interactive 3 days together. So we broke the groups into rotating sessions, and a lot of it was lots of heavy discussion between members, because that's really the value of bringing the companies together, is to learn from each other. So that's the format that we had everything in.
Well, did you do any limbo dancing while you were there?
Well, I tell you, I certainly felt I needed to.
Well, based on theme.
Lots of good food, but no limbo dancing.
Okay, all right. Well, it sounds like you had a full meeting.
We really did, yeah. It was very upbeat. I walked away from there, certainly going in there, all but five of our member companies joined us at this session, which I thought was a tribute to the information that we provided to them in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, everybody, I believe, left there feeling a lot better than when they got there with regards to what they can do. You know, we believe our glass is 85% full, not 50% full.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if the market's going to be down 15 to 25%, then we should really, you know, proactively focus on where the business is.
So, and we said at the beginning of this interview that while your organization is fairly young, I mean, it's been 4 years since you took it private, or took it away from, you know, being a Interface organization, but the people that are members of this business, I mean, these are some of they've been in the business for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did an operating norms survey. The average business length is 23 years for the companies that are in the network.
Very interesting. While you were together as a group, did you do any forecasting or outlooks on when they think the some of the sectors in this business might start to turn back in a positive direction?
Well, certainly that was a conversation. You know, have we hit bottom yet? And I guess the consensus was that we believe things will start to flatten out towards the third quarter, fourth quarter of this year, mm-hmm. and start to rebound in the fourth quarter or first quarter of 2010. And obviously there's no science to that. That's just the feel. The backlog of business with the members is good. What's concerning is there's a lot of delays, obviously, and a lot of projects that are put on hold, but there's still activity out there, and that's good news.
I think still some of the issues is getting the credit and the funding for some of the projects that need to get done. Was there any feel that the stimulus package was going to be turning things back up for any of the members?
Certainly, the members are looking towards, you know, business segments such as, you know, government and some of the other areas that might be the recipient of some of that business. But there's not a strong feel that that's going to really come into play until very late this year or early next.
Okay. Well, Ron, we are running out of time. I appreciate you getting with us. So we've been talking to Ron Lee, Executive Director of the Resource Commercial Flooring Network, and you've been listening to Kemp R. and FloorDaily.net.